My name is Suzanne, and I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. And I have victory over drugs and alcohol, and I struggle with feelings of inadequacy, which demonstrate itself in many ways. Perfectionism, a need to be right, a need to have all the answers. I don't, by the way. You know, most people think it's really bizarre that when those of us in recovery say something like, I'm a grateful alcoholic or addict. That's really the gift we get in recovery, a level of gratitude that is totally misunderstood by others, Christians and non-Christians alike. Most Christians can say they are grateful believers in Jesus Christ, just as we say here, but there are very few who can say they are grateful for their trials in life, like we can. For many of us, it's those trials that brought us to God in the first place. They are the pivot points in our lives where we realized that we couldn't do life the way we had and turned to God, helpless and alone, and He showed up big time. That is the crux of our gratitude. We may not have known God without our trials. 1 Corinthians 1, 3-4 says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Our trials got us in the door, and once we have overcome them by working the steps, God can use us to help others through their trials. Now, that's something to be grateful for. It gives us purpose to our pain. If you haven't figured out by now, today's lesson is on gratitude. This lesson comes near the end of our recovery journey because it is at this point where people really see how their hurt becomes the source of their hope and a purpose for their future. However, I find that working on a gratitude list is a useful tool at any point in someone's recovery, and I often assign it early on for my sponsees. Let's look at this lesson. Principle 7, reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. Step 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and power to carry that out. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians 3:16. I'm going to sit. Tonight, we are going to focus our attention outward rather than inward. We have taken many steps on our road to recovery. Our first step was to admit that we were and are powerless. Our second step led us to choose once and for all a power by which to live. We took our third and most important step when we chose to turn our lives and wills over to the only true higher power, Jesus Christ. Next, we cleaned out our baggage by doing our fourth step, and we cleaned our side of the street through steps 5-9 or through principle 6. We keep our side of the street clean now in peace as we maintain inventories on a regular basis, and we continue to deepen our relationship with Christ. The way we do this, according to principle 7, is to reserve a daily time with God. During this time, we focus on Him by praying and meditating. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God on a daily basis. I have to admit that sitting still in prayer and meditation every day is unbelievably hard for me. I don't know if I have ADHD or what, but I find this virtually impossible. But you know what? God meets me where I am. I talk to Him throughout the day, and He responds through a verse in the Bible, through Christian friends, through a worship song, or when necessary, out loud in a voice I can hear. Deepening our relationship with Christ is an important step in our recovery, and I continue on working to deepen mine. This is one way I can prevent relapse. Another way to prevent relapse and to get yourself out of a depressive state is by maintaining an attitude of gratitude. We are going to take some time now for you to begin to build your gratitude list. So you should all have a little handout there, and you can start making your gratitude list. I'm going to give you time in between to actually fill it in. Raise your hand if you think I'm moving on too quickly. All right. First, for what are you thankful to God? Offer prayers of gratitude to your Creator. In Philippians 4:6, we're told, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." I like that ending part. I wish it was on the slide. Psalm 107:15 encourages us to give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and wonderful deeds for men. What are at least two areas of your life in which you can see God's work and that you are thankful for? You can reflect on the last year or on what God has done for you this week or even today. Then take a moment to list just a few of the special things for which you are thankful to your higher power. The next area is to list the individuals that God has placed in your life to walk alongside you on your road to recovery. We need to be thankful for others. Colossians 3:15 through 16 is described in the Message as, "Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the Message, have the run of the house." Who are you thankful for? Why? Take a moment to list them. The third area we can be thankful for is our recovery. Hebrews 12:1 in the Good News Bible says, "As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses around us. So then, let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and the sin which holds on to us so tightly. And let us run with determination the race that lies before us." The two recent growth areas of your recovery for which you are thankful. Again, List them now. The fourth and final area to be thankful for is your church. Enter the temple gates with thanksgiving, Psalm 104. What are two things for which you are thankful to your church? Take your gratitude list home with you tonight and put it in a place where you will see it often. It will remind you that you have made progress in your recovery and that you are not alone, that Jesus Christ is always with you. Using your gratitude list, going to your recovery meetings and making them a priority, getting involved in service in your church are the best ways I know to prevent relapse. Anytime you feel down, just create a short list in your mind of things that you were grateful for. It will lift your spirits. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, help me set aside all the hassles and noise of the world to focus and listen just to you for the next few minutes. Help me get to know you better. Help me to better understand your plan, your purpose for my life. Father, help me live within today, seeking your will and living this day as you would have me. Amen. Amen. Thank you all.